America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Good morning, reader.
Good morning, Eddie.
Another wet morning today.
Yeah, kind of misty out right now.
Yeah, so just keep your heads up. Visibility is a little bit low, I do have to admit. But otherwise, not too bad getting started on the way to work. It's going to be a busy day for me today. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be heading out and emceeing with the Celebrate Success Business Awards tonight. Yeah, we'll chat more about that later today, but I'm excited. It's St. Mary's food.
Yeah, always a good meal there.
Yeah, I'm going to be chatting a lot though, so I'm just hoping I don't mess up there as bad as I mess up on the radio.
You'll be just fine.
So if you're going, hope you have a fantastic time.
Fox FM's Eddie Q.
90% hair, 10% sass.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
This morning, I was briefly mentioning the fact that the Yorkton Chamber Celebrate Success Business Awards dinner is happening tonight.
Yes, indeed. The Yorkton Chamber of Commerce honoring the best and brightest of the city's business community.
It's really cool to see the businesses that are highlighted in. I'm excited to see the nominees and who's going to win the awards and such as well, because it just highlights the small or even large local businesses in the area that do a fantastic job.
Well, and it's a great showcase for the many businesses here because, yep, you know, some people might not be familiar with what they do, so it's a good chance for them to become more familiar with local companies and be more aware of what they do and how they can be supported.
Yeah, and it's going to be happening tonight, St. Mary's Cultural Center, 5 p.m. cocktails is when it starts, and then 6:30, there's going to be supper and awards to follow after that. I'm actually going to be co-emceeing with Tanya Cherry from GX94, our sister station, so it's going to be pretty fun. Actually going to be emceeing there. It's a wonderful way to network as well with other like-minded business people, entrepreneurs,
yeah,
professionals. You can still get your tickets, by the way. You can contact the Yorkton Chamber office. I don't think they're open this early in the morning. we're awake. They probably are still sleeping right now, so later in the day, give them a shout, 306-783-4368 or info@yorktonchamber.com.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, and we wish the best of luck to all the nominees.
And we hope to see you tonight.
Reader tries to stay fashionable,
but he'll never give up his acid wash jeans and fanny packs.
It's a staple.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Just a reminder that the Airwaves for Health Radiothon is coming up April 29th and the 30th, and there are multiple ways that you can help out right now. For example, Legacy Co-op, they're accepting donations to the Health Foundation from now until April 30th. So all of April, they will match your donations up to $5,000. Obviously, the donations will be used to help purchase new equipment for the hospital in Yorkton. So you can go to Legacy Co-op for shopping. Donate a dollar, they'll donate a dollar. $2, they'll donate $2. You decide one day you want to donate $5,000, they will also donate $5,000. Donate as much as you want.
Fox FM's Eddie Q loves going to the gym.
He doesn't look it, but he swears he goes.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Scary Movie, they are making a remake. Well, it seems like it's in the works, according to The Hollywood Reporter. And I have never watched any of the scary movies.
You know, neither have I. I've seen, really, like, clips from them, but I've never seen any of them start to finish. I think there's been, what, 5 of them? Because the last one that came out was back in 2013, Scary Movie 5.
I didn't realize that the first one came out in 2000. So I was 4 years old when, really, Scary Movie 1 came out.
Yeah, and like the first 4 movies had Anna Faris and Regina King were kind of the main characters in the first ones, or played the main characters. They didn't play themselves in the movie, but I guess they're looking to get it going again.
Yeah, it's expected with Paramount, expected for about 2025. Nobody knows if the original cast is going to be there or if it's going to be a new cast, but the reason why I haven't seen it is very stupid.
Oh?
So I was traumatized from horror movies until about the age of 18.
Hmm.
So every time I've heard about Scary Movie, because all of my friends watched Scary Movie, they kept talking about it, I knew it was a parody movie, but I still thought it was still scary.
It's right there in the title.
It's in the title. It has the guy with the scream mask on. I thought, This might be a comedy movie, but it's still going to freak me the hell out, and I do not want to watch it. So I didn't.
No.
And now I know it's a parody movie, and I'm like, I missed out on watching all of those with my friends as a kid because I was too terrified.
Maybe you'll have to sit down and just have a marathon and binge your way through all of them.
Binge watch Scary Movie 1 through 5. I might do that.
The only thing is, I think it's more funny if you've seen all the original movies that they're spoofing first.
See?
The actual horror movies that they're poking fun at.
I forget. All I know is that like Scream was pretty much the one that they were making fun at. I know there's a few others.
Evil Dead, The Ring, The Grudge, The Exorcist.
Right.
Signs, Sinister, Saw, just a ton of different movies have all kind of been spoofed in the first five movies.
Well, I got to until 2025-ish, so maybe Halloween week, I'm going to binge watch all the Scary Movies and all of the movies that they parodied
there
as well.
There you go.
Just to prepare.
Reader apologizes to the people at the library. He knew he had late charges, just not so many.
Spare change, ma'am.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
If you're in Swan Valley, the Stampeders need your help.
Yes, indeed. They are sounding the alarm. They need board members and volunteers. They wrapped up their 25th season, but they ran it with a skeleton crew over the past season. They need community members to step up and fill a lot of vacant board seats to lend a hand in a number of areas, or they may not be able to operate for the upcoming 2024-25 season.
Yeah, they actually said that financially they're doing really well. It's just they need people to volunteer. When you're running a junior hockey team, you need people to be able to volunteer to be at the games, to help with event organizing and everything else in between.
Exactly, yeah. Actually, this past season they ran with just 6 of their 12 board seats filled. They say other than a few key volunteers, the board was tasked with staffing each home game as well as running most fundraising projects. So it's been causing a strain on the members who are on the board and causing some burnout, and they are hoping to get some volunteers lined up with the annual general meeting coming up in June.
Yeah, and honestly, all they need, 8 to 10 individuals to commit to a 3-year term. That includes overseeing budgets and financials, high-level operations decisions, planning fundraisers, and organizing volunteers as well. So just a few positions, if you have some time to volunteer, it's a great way to do it with the Stamps.
Absolutely. We want to make sure that junior hockey survives and thrives in the Swan Valley. If you are interested in seeking a position on the board, you can call or text Kramer Coldheart at 204-281-4255. If you're looking to volunteer with the team, you can call or text Danielle Gordon-Broom at 204-281-2082. You can also register online at the Stamps website, stampedershockey.com. It's a great time to step up and help out the Swan Valley Stampeders and ensure that they can play in 2024-25.
When Reader ordered a combo for two, Eddie found out they weren't going to be sharing.
Oh, no!
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
For over 2 years, some people were not able to upgrade from Windows 10 to Windows 11. Great news, now you can!
Yes, apparently all is well now, and Microsoft has identified the issue. The company had placed the affected PCs on a compatibility hold that prevented them from upgrading to Windows 11.
Yeah, I didn't realize this. So apparently some PCs, when you went from Windows 10 to Windows 11, got the blue screen of death.
Mm.
So Microsoft was like, you know what? We're just going to put these PCs on a what they called a compatibility hold for over 2 years. You see, I recently upgraded to Windows 11. I actually held off for a while, not because I was worried about getting the blue screen to death, but because I was scared it was going to be a really crappy version of Windows.
Oh, okay.
Because usually every two updates, it's really crap. Because you go Windows XP was fantastic. And then you go to Windows Vista, which sucked, right? So yes. Then you go to the second one, which is Windows 7, which was great. Windows 8 sucked. Windows 10, great. So I was like, well, that means Windows 11 is going to suck. It's like every two thing process.
Every other one is good.
Right? So I upgraded. Actually, it's really good. It's not bad at all. And if you had a Windows 10 PC, a laptop or whatever, you can finally upgrade if you weren't allowed to. And don't worry, you shouldn't get the blue screen of death.
Fingers crossed.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
We got a special guest with us on the phone today with the City of Melville. We have Jen Stein. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning.
How's it going today?
You know, it's going pretty good. Can't complain.
Right on. That's good to hear. And of course, we're here to chat today about some of the events coming up in the City of Melville, and there's no shortage of things going on.
There are no shortage. You are very right on that. Today, I'm going to focus on some events coming up that are put on by the city. And I'm going to start with, of course, April 22nd is coming up, and that is World Earth Day. And what we've been doing over the past few years, Mayor Strelasky, this is something that he's been spearheading for many years, because he takes a lot of pride in his community, as we all know. And so he is just encouraging everybody to get out, and after our spring thaw, get out and help clean up the community, like parks, the business district, walking trails, things like that. And he has a Bag It to Win program. So over the weekend, just because April 22nd is a Monday, if Mayor Strelasky is out and about and sees anybody helping clean up in our community, he's got some Melville Gear bags to hand out. And we do have free blue bags at all of our city administration offices. If anybody would like to take part in, individuals, businesses, groups, we encourage you just to get out there. It's nice to get outside, enjoy the earth, as well as doing a little bit to help clean up our community and get it ready for another spring and summer. Then we've got a nice event happening, and it is National Day of Mourning, and we are doing a proclamation with a guest speaker, a ceremony at City Hall, and this is going to be happening on Friday, April 26th at City Hall at 10:30. And we have, like I said, a guest speaker. Her name's Cori Ouellette coming to speak, and she is a local girl, and she is going to speak towards working through and dealing with losing a loved one in a workplace tragedy. So be sure to come on out. We know it's during the day, and I think we're going to try and do a live stream of it so that everybody could take part in this. It's just a great way to recognize that it's something that happens, create a bit of awareness, but as well just mourn and heal as a community. And so that ties into our next one that we are doing, event. And so Melville's 5K Steps for Life. So it's just a nice 5K walk, and it's a fundraising in partnership with Anytime Fitness. And they're raising money to support family, or to provide family support programs for people who are affected by workplace tragedy. So like I said, this one is a bit of a heavier topic, definitely, but it's meant to, like I said, bring awareness, bring a community together, and be here and support each other.
You're absolutely right. Events like these definitely help bring the community together. So those are something that two different events that people can go to as well. And of course, yeah, World Earth Day happening on that 22nd. Really nice to encourage the community. Again, all of this brings the community out and about and together. And I think these are wonderful events that are happening.
I agree.
And where can people go to learn more or read more about all of these events, Jen?
All right. Well, of course, on Facebook, our City of Melville page, we do our What's Up community calendar, and that's generally sent out the last week, and we do for the prior month. So we will be doing May's events coming up shortly. And then if you're just wanting to refer to at any point in time, we have got our community calendar of events on our website. So you just go to melville.ca. It's on our homepage. You just click the calendar of events and it's all there. And then, of course, if that doesn't work or if you just want to find out more information, just give me a call. I am more than welcoming anybody. Just come give me a call and I'm sure I can find some time to talk about what's going on in Melville.
Perfect. Always a ton happening in the City of Melville. Jen Stein, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Could I just add a little? I forgot
yes.
to add one little
sure.
bit.
Sure, yeah.
I just want to take 2 seconds to recognize Mayor Strelowski. Yesterday at SUMA, they had the gala, the nice, wonderful evening gala where they present all the awards. And so a crew of us went up in support of Mayor Strelowski because he received an award for 24 years of service with the city.
Wow.
So a man that's super passionate about his community has been here for a lot of years. So we just wanted to say a quick thank you, Mayor Strelowski, for everything you've done.
That is beautiful to hear.
Yeah.
Well, thank you again, Jen. And that was very wonderful to hear about Mayor Strelowski as well. And enjoy the rest of your Wednesday, Jen. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. See you.
Eddie, Q, and Reader are all about life's big choices.
Like Coke or Pepsi.
Burgers or hot dogs.
And if you were a Ninja Turtle, which one would you be?
Leonardo, of course.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Big shout out to Joe Beavers, by the way. They're bringing us lunch this Friday.
That's right. Looking forward to that.
So I remember the last time they brought us lunch, they brought us a huge basket of chicken tenders.
Oh, yeah.
And they brought us a tub of Buffalo Ranch and also honey dill and their house made chips.
Yes. Oh, so good.
That honey dill sauce with their chicken tenders.
Delicious.
Fantastic. So very excited to see what they're going to bring us this week. And of course, you can get the same stuff as us. They can help you out with all of your staff lunch needs, catering needs.
That's right. If you have a big group that you're looking to feed, whether it's your staff, whether it's a team, whether it's a family get-together, Joe Beavers can take care of you. They will put together something special.
Oh, yeah. And it's always amazing. So make sure to go and check them out. Give them a call and get something planned out. If you want to learn more, go to our website at foxfmonline.ca or on the app and click on the Food for Work tab.
Reader has a lot of books. Maybe he should set a goal of reading once a month.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
So the student teacher benefit hockey game in Yorkton was canceled this year, but efforts to raise money for the beneficiaries are still going. Fundraising efforts are wrapping up this weekend, actually, with a Facebook online auction. All you have to do is visit the Facebook page called Yorkton Benefit Hockey Game. If you go to their photo albums, select the auction album. And bidding on items will start this Friday, and it'll close starting Sunday at 4 p.m.
Yes, indeed. The items are being auctioned off to raise money to support both the Powell and Petralba families. And there are a number of great items up for grabs, including one free wheel alignment from Cal Tire. There's all sorts of items as well. There's a $50 gift card from Manos that you can bid on. There's a lot of very cool things. There's a kids package that includes some games, board and card games. There's a book in it, some chocolate, a plushie, a hairbrush, and there's a very cool package there that was donated by St. Mary's School that you can bid on as well. And there are so many more.
Yeah, including some Fox FM swag, by the way.
That's right.
On. Gives you a t-shirt, toque, lip balm lanyards, a koozie, a water bottle. You can also, there's also some cool things from Anytime Fitness where you can get like group training sessions valued at $199. Also gives you a Fox FM water bottle, but that's something you can bid on too. You can get yourself a Stanley Tumbler cup.
Yes,
it's been
indeed.
Very viral. You can bid on one right now.
Absolutely.
Or starting Friday.
Packages of free smoothies from Booster Juice. There's Thera Foot Spa donated by the owners of Good Earth Shop that you can bid on as well. And that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Exactly. So all you have to do, again, the Yorkton Benefit Hockey Game Facebook page. Go to their photos and click on the auction album. Starts Friday. closes Sunday starting at 4 p.m. Great way to help raise money.
And it's all in support of the Powell and Petraba families.
Just because 8 p.m. is Eddie Q's bedtime
doesn't mean he actually falls asleep at 8 p.m.
Fox FM.
I just watched a video that made no sense, that made me upset. He was saying how peanut butter isn't a nut butter because peanuts aren't a nuts, they're a legume. And chickpeas are also a legume, which would make peanut butter technically a hummus. And as a hummus enthusiast, that upset me.
Reader's teaching Eddie about classic cinema. First assignment,
Spaceballs and the Naked Gun.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
You're listening to Fox FM. In case you missed it, this morning Reader and I had a chat with Jen Stein with the city of Melville as she talked about some of the most recent upcoming events in Melville put up by the city that you can partake in, which includes an Earth Day event. There's a guest speaking event and also a 5K that you can partake in. All of these are some events that can help bring the community together. And if you want to take a listen to the full thing, we posted it on our Facebook and X page at More Fox FM, or you can just go to foxfmonline.ca and on the app, and you can take a listen to it below as well.
Reader dreams of having long, curly hair like Eddie Q.
Watch your back, Eddie.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.